You know, at the end of the 19th century in the United States, there were a number of really wonderful composers, mostly living in New England, Boston, New York, considered among the best composers of the time in any country, but we sort of lost track of them. Now, these are names that might not be familiar to you. There's a composer called George Whitefield Chadwick, for example. Not a name that is up there with Beethoven or Brahms anymore, but while he was alive, he was considered one of the great living composers. Horatio Parker, likewise, well respected in his day, taught at Yale, taught the next generation of composers, including Charles Ives and others. They tended to compose in a style that more or less imitated the models that they knew from Europe. Chadwick, Parker, and so many of these other composers went to Europe to study, either in Paris, Frankfurt in Germany, in Cologne, various places, and they learned the European models from their teachers and, of course, also from the published music. They were imitating Schumann and Mendelssohn and all the other great European masters. They're great craftsmen, these American composers, and often quite beautiful, but for whatever reason, at the end of their lives, taste shifted and they've kind of fallen through the cracks of history. Here's a sweet piece by George Whitefield Chadwick, composed in about 1905, and it's in the style of a barcarolle. Now, barcarolle is a boat song. Chopin wrote a barcarolle. A number of other European composers wrote them. But this barcarolle has an American subtitle. It's called In the Canoe. An American boat is not a European boat. And like a typical barcarolle, you can hear the rocking, rolling waves in the left hand and the lovely melody in the right above. Now, in those kaleidoscopically shifting harmonies, from here to here to here, I hear the hand of Gabriel Fauré, for example, teacher of Debussy, who also wrote some barcarolles, around the same time, actually, 1905. Beautiful stuff, charming, and definitely worthy of our listening. Another composer around the same time, actually a friend of Chadwick's, was Horatio Parker, a dean of the School of Music at Yale, composing in the late 19th, early 20th centuries. Here's a piece called Etude Melodieuse, the melodious etude. Now, an etude is a study piece. We mostly think of Chopin as composing etudes. And here Parker is writing a little accompaniment like a harp, which floats along repeatedly, and on top of that, a melody is projected. And the challenge of this etude then is to play both quietly and while at the same time projecting the melody. Charming stuff, beautiful, beautiful stuff, but again, more or less forgotten, currently unpublished. I feel close to these composers, and I'm happy to resurrect them to some degree. George Whitefield Chadwick, Horatio Parker, Arthur Foote, so many of these composers, many of them based around Boston or New York at the turn of the century, these American romantics.